on last week's show, you heard from award-winning, best-selling author, as well as all-round generally controversial bloke, Peter Fitzsimons. His new book, The Battle of Long Tan, has just been released. We caught up about that last week. We had such a long, in-depth chat that I've broken the interview up into two parts. Well, here is part two. I start by asking Peter about, well, the responsibility that he may or may not feel when it comes to writing such well-known topics, such as the Vietnam War, and then we get on to the Republican movement. Peter, what type of sense of responsibility do you feel? I mean, these books would be absolutely scrutinized and every line pored over by, you know, Vietnam and war historians and experts. I mean, the sense of responsibility that you must feel going into a project like this. Talk to us about that.
Well, I make sure it's strongly vetted. I get, a professional military historian to vet it from top to bottom, but also, but the one I particularly relied on was Dave Sabin and a couple of others, and, you know, Bob Grandin, you know, to go through looking for errors. You know, I've got to get this right. And you know, it's...
Is there any sense of nervousness as you're getting close to publication, for example? I mean, how do you feel when it's coming up to publication?
Well, I'm confident, you know, like a lot of research hours have gone into this, a lot of people have vetted it, and, you know, if there are any errors, I'll be corrected. But I guess one problem is, even Delta Company, even everybody, I think I mentioned it in my, at the end notes where I talk about there has been dissension, I think would be a fair way of putting it, among those of Delta Company, that they don't all agree on precisely.
Well, that's right. That's a challenge in itself, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, all I can do is, you know, do my absolute best to get it right, which I've done.
Now, Peter, I can't let you go without talking about the Republican movement. You have stood down as chair. One might have thought that now would be, I guess, the nation perhaps ready to have that serious discussion about becoming a republic after the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Mate, why move on at this point in time?
Well, several reasons. One is I've done it for 7 years, and I've got so many other projects that I want to throw myself into. But the broad reason is, I've been a loud drum on the subject of the Republic for the last 7 years. As we move towards the referendum itself, I think we probably need a flute,
yes.
You know, and not a Pied Piper, but maybe somebody softer. Mm. And it's just time. It's time for a new leadership, younger leadership, I guess, probably more diverse leadership, and we need a lot more voices. And another factor is this, that, you know, I always do my dues to honour the winter soldiers, those that kept the Republic movement going after the 99 referendum and kept it going for the next 16 years till I took over. And so I pay my respects to them for what they did. But one thing that was needed when I took over was we needed money, you know, so that we could get a professional staff to mount a professional campaign. And I've raised a lot of that money, and I found myself going back to my old networks of all the people that had given me money. And I thought, you know, we actually need a new network. We need people with, you know, a fresh set of contacts of people so that we can keep this going. But the premise that, you know, the premise of why a republic has not changed, it is basically we can do better in the 21st century than find our head of state from a family of English aristocrats living in a palace in London. That's the guts of it. And it's a matter of national dignity.
All right. Peter, congratulations. Thanks, congratulations on the new book, The Battle of Long Tan. It is out this week. Go and grab yourself a copy, an absolute page-turner, unbelievable, as well as learn, as I did, just learn so much about such an important part of our history.
You're talking to me from Cairns, aren't you?
Yes.
I was there the other day. Wow, Cairns has come along, hasn't it?
It has indeed.
Thanks a lot.